Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping new moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Dre Williams, a postpartum wellness coach committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey with compassion and expertise. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling postpartum life. Let's get into this episode. Hey mamas, welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness with me. I'm your host, Dre Williams, and today we're diving into something I'm super passionate about, how motherhood can sometimes take away our creative side, but this is how you can reclaim it starting today. As moms, we pour so much of ourselves into our families, our kids, and everything else on our plate that we forget to make time for ourselves. And let me tell you, when we stop making time for ourselves, we lose a piece of our creativity, our ability to imagine, to dream, to create. But I'm here to tell you, you can get creative again. And it starts with something as simple as rest. Rest and creativity go hand in hand because when we take a step back and allow ourselves some time to breathe, our minds can open up to new ideas. Think about it. We are constantly rushing from one thing to the next. When do you have time to imagine, to dream, or to try something new? We get caught up in our hustle, and our creative energy gets buried under the weight of our responsibilities. But look at our kids. Look at your baby. They don't focus on what's next. They focus on what's in front of them, and they enjoy it fully. They use their imaginations in ways that make them excited and happy. We were all like that once, but somehow along the way, we lose that joy of just being in the moment and creating for the sake of creating. So I want to share something with you. You can start making time for yourself, even if it's just 5 minutes, and that's enough to get the ball rolling. Start by time blocking just 5 minutes a day to be you. You can use that time to meditate, journal, do whatever makes you feel good, make you walk away like, yes, I needed that moment. The goal is to reconnect with yourself without any distractions. And here's the kicker. When you take that time for yourself, your creativity will start to flow. You're going to be like, whoa, like you're going to be trying to jot things down and your notes are on paper. Just want to do so much. You'll find yourself thinking of new ideas for your family, for your business, for work, even for yourself. It's in those moments of quiet that the best ideas often come. You might be listening to this and thinking, Jere, that sounds silly. But it's the truth. There's even science behind it. When we rest, our brain has the space to make connections and think creatively. That's why inside Nurturing the Mama membership, we're always working on getting back to our center, finding ways to rest and reconnect with ourselves so that we can stay there. Because let's be real, when you try to do too much, you end up burned out. And that's why when your creativity goes out the window, when you're burned out. But when you prioritize rest, you can nurture yourself, your family, and your dreams. And I just want you to just take a moment. Because oftentimes, we always hear, hustle, keep going, do these things, do that, always stay busy. Keep your kids into activities or keep yourself in different community events or doing those things. Yes, those are all great, but there's a season for everything. And when you are in the thick of postpartum or early years with your children, you want to be able to be present. You want to have that slow time so that you can be present and be creative. You want to be able to show up for yourself, show up for your kids without feeling drained. Without waking up every morning and be like, here goes another day. I'm just going through emotions. Like, you do not deserve to live like that. Don't let anybody tell you that that's normal. It is not normal. You can rest. You deserve to rest. Because without rest, you won't be able to show up for your best self. So here's my challenge to you. Start with just 5 minutes a day. Time block it and don't let anything take that time away from you. Even if you have to pivot a bit. And because I know we're moms and I know that maybe the morning that you try to wake up early, your little one wakes up early with you. But maybe that evening they go to sleep early and you have that time. So don't let anything take that time away from you. Use it to meditate, journal, even just sit in silence. Let that time be your creative fuel. And I promise you, you'll start to feel that spark again. And let me know. Email me at navigatingpostpartumwellness@gmail.com and let me know how this has impacted you. And if you're ready to dive deeper into this, I'd love for you to join me inside the Nurturing the Mama membership. This is exactly what we focus on: how to stay grounded, how to rest, and how to just tap back into your creativity as moms, especially as busy moms. Even though y'all know I don't like to use the term busy, but busy is just another way of saying that you're doing a lot versus being productive is when you're doing something with intention. So I want to help you become a productive mom. So head over to the show notes for more details and let's start nurturing you together. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Navigating Postpartum Wellness podcast. Remember, you have permission to rest. And when you do, your creativity will come back stronger than ever. Until next time, be blessed, be creative, and keep nurturing yourself. Love you guys. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jeray.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself because you deserve it.